This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
Keith Coulter, Commissioner for the Correctional Service of Canada, spoke at a November 2007 conference about improving capacities to address the mental health needs of offenders. He said in that facilities across the country, the number of offenders with mental health needs is growing, and that there have been significant changes even from only a decade ago.
Mr. Coulter said that in March 2007, the percentage of male offenders identified at admission as having a mental health disorder was 12%, a 71% increase since 1997. 25% of women offenders in federal custody were identified at admission as presenting serious mental health problems. That's an increase of 100% over the same 10-year period. And for male Aboriginal offenders, the increase was well over 100% from the 13% identified as having mental disorders back in 1997.
And we're joined in the studio by France Tellier. She's Director of Program at Nanaimo Regional John Howard Society. Welcome, France.
Thank you.
What have you seen in terms of mental health needs of offenders?
Well, as Kevin just said, that there's a continuing growth of the numbers of individuals in custody with mental illness, and with no really growth in the way of assisting those individuals. They're put in worse conditions than the general population. They're isolated more, and so and we know that that's not good for mental wellness.
Yeah. No, are they allowed medication?
Yes, yes. There are, you know, well, my experience at the Correctional Center in Nanaimo, yes. Of course, they are. All efforts are made to stabilize. It's just that some individuals are not diagnosed when they go into the Correctional Center and then decompensate and have to return to... And then they are sent to Victoria where they are assessed. Mm-hmm. But it's still not very acceptable.
No.
And these are services, and provincially, these are the services that we offer for men, because there's nothing for women in Nanaimo or on the island. The services are in Surrey. Yeah. So it's difficult for women offenders in custody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as well as leaving your family and any hope of having visitors, and then contending with extreme anxiety of being in jail. Anything that might be lurking there is bound to come up.
That's right.
In terms of mental illness situations. What do you think is contributing to the increase in mentally ill people offending?
I don't know if there's an increase in offending. I believe there is a less tolerance in our communities for offending. I feel that we are criminalizing the mentally ill. And so behaviors that we don't offer the services, and then these behaviors are exhibited, and then these individuals are sent into custody. So I don't think that, I think it's just that we're criminalizing individuals.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, part of it could be the increase in the number of mentally ill people on the street using drugs and becoming involved in petty crime as a result of the need for the money and stuff, too.
Certainly there's that aspect of it, yes. But I think if you look at the fact that, there's an increase in homelessness, and so people are more vulnerable and visible.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's happening in Nanaimo in terms of being able to provide support and the response in Nanaimo to what's going on for mentally ill people in jail?
Well, Nanaimo is a rich community as far as resources. It really has a lot of resources. Unfortunately, it's not enough. But we do have a lot of variety. We have a mental health team, a crisis response team. So we have services. It's just that the need is so great that the agencies can't meet the need. Mm-hmm. And as far as at the correctional center, well, we have a therapeutic community at the correctional center, and that is for people with addiction issues and mental health issues as well, concurrent issues, and mostly for mental for addiction, but they go hand in hand often.
Yes.
So that is a positive, and that's the only one in the whole province. It's the only therapeutic community in a correctional facility in Canada. Mm. So that's
really
very positive. So we have that. Again, I say Nanaimo has good resources, quality resources, just not enough of it.
How was it possible for Nanaimo to be able to have something in put in place inside the institution and not in other places?
We have the fortune of having a very visionary warden. And that's as simple as it is. The correctional centers are isolated as far as their own communities, and the warden is the single most important factor there.
Kind of like the governor, so to speak, of that institution,
yes.
I guess.
That's right. And they lead.
Yeah. France, what about when people are released from prison, if they leave prison with mental health issues? What have you seen at the John Howard Society here in Nanaimo?
We've just in the last year and a half received support to provide assistance for people coming out of custody. And they're individuals, either they've been high risk, high need individuals, and they come out and we provide that support now. But that's a new service. We didn't have that before. Before you know, they open the gate and you're gone. You're left at the gate at Brannan Lake, which is a fair distance, and you make your own way. So we're very, very fortunate to have that resource now, because we've seen that it assists people tremendously. Yeah. It's not specific, again, to mental illness, but it's a really valuable service. We certainly hope it won't go away.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah, that I know it's interesting debate and the people's reactions to people in jail who are mentally ill. I remember reading statistics. They figured that 8 out of 10 people in prisons, they'd done these testing and studies, had some form of brain injury, either result of a birth injury or injury throughout their life that had caused some kind of damage. But incredible high proportion of people who are suffering from some ailment or another, you know. And
These individuals definitely have a greater number of barriers. The literacy issues are immense. So learning and opportunities after that are declined, right?
Yeah.
If you start off. So that's one small thing. It's a literacy issue. Why is that, you know, is it because of a mental illness? Is it for other reasons? But it's still a result of, you know, a fact of life for many of the people we deal with. Addiction is high. Mental illness is high. Poverty is the result. And so, you know, it's pretty understandable why these individuals have such a tough time.
Yes.
Franz Tellier, we only have a moment left in our time with you today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation.
Well, I do have something to say. The roadmap for strengthening public safety that CSC has put through is really focused on control rather than assistance. And it's based on a model like the American system. And we see it failing, and failing quickly. Places like California are bankrupt because they spend much more on corrections than they do on health care. And so we need to look at that when we try to adopt those kinds of policies. And we hear about tough on crime all the time. Let's be smart on crime. You know, let's look at policies that are smart on crime rather than tough on crime.
Thanks very much for joining us today, France. France Tellier is the Director of Programs at Nanaimo John Howard Society.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.